You wanted to ask more questions on your Rafka.
Alright, you wanted to do that yesterday.
It's tubish fat. Is that what
so that means you can eat with your mouth full?
Yeah.
No, sorry, no one else was jumping in, but I wanted to make sure that we finished the questions on the Rafka.
Stop.
Before we moved on.
Okay, so,
yeah, maybe you could open the window a little bit more.
Wait, did we finish the run?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, with the Rashba, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. If you remember, the Rashba said that in the case of Nasan Huva Amra Hi, he had asked the question of why shouldn't it be, the Gemara says Feika Hiva Hashin and the Derabbanan. So he wanted to know, why isn't she Vadai Mekudeshes? After all, why should it be any different than the case of Hoya Medaber Imam Al Diskei Kedusha? Because here she said to him, you know, if you give me this money, I'll be Mekudeshes to you, and then he gave it. So her saying that to him, why should that be any different than having prior discussions about marriage? And the din is, if they had prior discussions about marriage, then he gave her money without saying anything. She is Mekudeshes to him. Because it's clear, based on the fact that the beginning of the money is basically a reaction to what they were talking about before. So why can't you then interpret that when he gave her the money now, it's a reaction to what she just said to him, namely, you know, if you give me this money, I'll be Mekudeshes to you. So the Rashba answered that the case of the Medaber Imah is only if he himself spoke about getting married. In our case, there was no prior discussion at all, plus, and at the time that he gave her the money, he didn't say anything to her. Therefore, he says that, and even though we could assume that when he gave her the money, it is a response to what?
Her saying,
you know, I'll marry you if you give me this money. The Aden, however, did not actually hear it or see that. You know, they're making an assumption. And Aden, he claims, their role is not to make assumptions, but rather just to testify to what they heard or saw. They're not based on an assumption that they make. So just two things. So he's saying that in the case of Nasan Huva Amra Hi, what is problematic about the case? What?
His wife's speaking.
I just can hear what? I just couldn't hear what you said.
He didn't speak.
I know that. So what's the problem? So he didn't speak. So what?
His intention of giving the gift. You don't know what it was.
In other words, the problem, he says, is with the Aden. Now, what is the problem with the Aden? Since he never said anything,
they don't know it's Lashem.
They don't know for a fact. They cannot testify. They didn't hear him say that I'm giving you this money, Lashem Kedusha. They could assume it, but they can't state, they can't attest to it, they can't testify to it based on something that they actually heard.
Even though they heard the woman speak about it.
They heard her, but they didn't hear him. So the fact that they didn't hear him, who knows, maybe he what? He did not give it the Shem Kedusha. So all I want to point out is this definite that the Edom are out? Or is it that we're not sure whether the Edom are valid? The reason why I'm bringing that up is because the Gemara concluded Sveikahi v'chayshinan midrabanan.
Oh.
So all I'm saying is, if we follow the Rambam, see the Rashba, I don't believe the Rashba at all discussed this issue about Sveikahi v'chayshinan midrabanan. Is it a Sveik Yeraisa? Is it only a Chshash Rabbanan? This whole issue that we've been discussing in the Ran, you know, with the Rif, the language of the Rif, the language of the Rambam, the Rashba, doesn't discuss it at all, so I don't know what he thinks. So let's consider all possibilities. So if he believes what? that Sveigi v'chayshin amid Rabbanim means that there's a real suffek here. It's a suffek d'oraisa. Then what would the suffek be? So tell me what the suffek would be. See, the Rashba raised that the issue is about the Eidim. That's what he said is the problem. Okay. But now let's fit this back into the Gemara. The Gemara said it's a suffek. If you learn that it's a real suffek, like the way the Rambam wrote, Mekudeshes b'suffek, that it's a real suffek, so just tell me what the suffek is. And say what I'm asking you. Is what's a suffek? Yeah.
Maybe the suffek is, can we use... Suffek has to do with the testimony of the edut. Meaning, is the edut enough to prove that the kiddushim is valid, or was it?
In other words, the suffek could be whether... the Aiden, whether their testimony would be valid if it's based on an assumption. Now, the assumption is not just something out of outer space. The assumption is well-grounded in the sense that it looks that way. I mean, she said to him, give me the money and I'll be mekudeshes to you, and then he gave her the money. So it does seem that he's responding to what she said to him. So maybe the suffix will be, is that considered to be valid Aidus? Or not? What would be the reason why it's not validatus?
Because they didn't actually
they didn't actually hear it.
Yeah.
So that's one way. If, however, the Rashba learns Midda Oraisa, what?
Wait. So if you're saying it's no, then that means you're learning it like Rambam. Is that what you're saying?
No. If it's a suffix.
Okay, wait, why did we bring in the Rambam before?
I just want to know, I don't want the Rashba to be end up disagreeing with the Gemara. The Gemara said it's a suffek. Now, the Rashba's claiming that there's no Eidus here. So then why is it a suffek?
Right, okay.
So I'm just saying that we just have to modify the Rashba drop, just in our thinking of the Rashba, that the Rashba raises the issue that you don't have Eidus here. Because they shouldn't be making assumptions. Or maybe they can. Maybe based on the circumstance of the evidence, the circumstantial evidence, it looks like to them they could just repeat and say, look, we were there. She said, you know, give me this money and I'll be mekudeshes. You only gave her the money. So to us, it looked like he's responding to her. So maybe, therefore, she should be mekudeshes. Let me just finish it. Or on the other hand, since they didn't actually hear him say that I'm being makadosh you with this, right? There's still that possibility that he gave it only as a matana. So then you don't have Eidus. The Eidus is not valid. So I'm just saying it's a suffix whether the Eidus is valid or not. So that's why the Gemara said Sveikahi. Now if you learn Sveikahi v'chayshina midrabanan the way the Ran interpreted the Rif, what did that mean? That really,
it's a derabanan.
It's really min haTorah. What is really the din?
No,
remember what the
it didn't work
at all. There's no kedushin at all. But the rabbanan were choshesh. So I'm just saying. And why was there no kedushin at all?
Because there was no key.
But if you point to the Rashba, why is there no kedushin at all? You don't see what I'm saying?
Oh, because
there are no Aiden.
Yeah, so my question is, are we tying this in with Aids Lakima Davar?
No, I'm not talking about whether it's Lakima or Labira is not relevant. It doesn't depend on that.
So I don't get why there would be no Kiddushin then if the Aiden don't know what's necessarily going on.
Well, we know you need Aiden, so if that's what you mean by Lakima Davar, you'd have to have Aiden. Without Aiden, there's no Kiddushin.
Okay, that is what I meant.
Okay,
yes,
yeah,
okay.
Fine. Then yes. Yeah.
Before starting this discussion, you said you had a question, and you said, are there Edim? I just want to make sure I got the question down right. I'm not sure I wrote it correctly. Did you say, are there Edim out, or we're not sure if the Edut is bad? What was the question?
Yeah, that's what I just answered.
Are there Edim out?
Edim means that there's no Edus at all definitively, so you don't have Edim. Because if you said that, then there's no condition at all. So then how would you interpret Sveikahi v'chashina midrabanan? So I'm just saying you would have to then interpret that phrase the way the Rif did. No, I'm talking about...
Meaning it's not about the edim, it's about the edut.
That's the same thing. I don't know what you mean by
no,
that.
No, the witnesses are the testimony.
Meaning we accept...
Okay, let me start again. Maybe I'm not... Is everybody else getting
it? I got it. I just... Maybe I'm saying it... Not really. Meaning...
Okay.
Meaning we end up saying that, yes, these edim came into court and are giving testimony. The question is their testimony valid or not?
Yeah. Why would it be or why would it not be valid? So on the one hand, maybe it's valid because the circumstantial evidence here is compelling. I mean, he said, she said to him, give me this money and I'll be mekudeshes. And then he proceeded to give her the money. So it looks like he's really responding to what she said. So then it should work. Maybe that should be validatus. On the other hand, maybe it's not validatus, because they're making an assumption, even if it's a compelling assumption, but still an assumption. They didn't actually hear him say, Harei at mekudeshes li. He didn't say it. So maybe it's not a valid edus. So according to the Rashba, the issue is about edim, edus. That's the point that I'm making. So either we're not sure if the edus is valid, so then it would be actually a Sofei Kedushin. Or either we're sure that the Eidus is not valid, and that's why Minotaur, it's not a Kedushin, but the Rabbanon were Choshesh. But you see what I'm doing? I'm just taking the way the Rashba understands the issue and plugging it in to the two possible ways of understanding the phrase Sveikehi v'chayshin on mid Rabbanon. That's all I'm doing. Yeah.
Can you just explain again? Is it it's... I guess I'm getting confused because you're saying edim and edut.
It's the same thing. I don't know what you see.
I think, isn't one word mean witness, edim, witnesses, and edut, or is it testimony?
The testimony of the witnesses.
Okay.
Testimony is referring to the testimony of the witnesses.
Okay.
Is that,
I guess because we were using two different words to say the same thing.
It's the same thing. Edim give edus. The edus comes from edim. Okay, we got it? Now, alright, so that's what I wanted to... Now, was there any difficulty in reading the Rashba? I don't remember, no difficulty at all. Okay. So then what are we up to then?
Yeah.
And the Tosfot
redemption.
When are we up to that
today?
Yeah.
Well, did we do the Tosfot Rid yet?
No.
Let's do the Tosfot Rid first. Okay, who can tell me what the Tosfot Rid said? Yes.
Okay, I don't remember because I'm in front of me, but I think it was about...
You don't remember?
Sorry, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't double check, but that just like when a person is buying a field...
What is he coming to explain?
To explain why
the Asafa. What case are you talking about?
I'm not time to do an Amar.
So that's how you start.
Sorry.
In the case of Nasan Huva. So I know what you're talking about.
Sorry. In the case of Nasan Huva Amrahid.
Yes.
When the Gemara says it's a Safek.
Yes.
The Tosfot Rid is trying to understand what the Safek is.
There you go. Now I understand where you're going. I have a thought there. Nasan Huva Amrahid. The Gemara said it's a Safek, and the Tosfot Rid wants to understand what the Safek is. Now go ahead, proceed to tell me the Safek. So
okay.
You started to tell me the suffix, and I had no idea what case you're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
So if a person is selling a field, it doesn't matter if the person selling the field or the person buying the field says that, like if the person selling the field says, I'm selling you this field and you will pay me money, or the person buying the field says, I want to pay you this money, that you'll sell me the field is still bought no matter what.
Right.
So maybe here also, it shouldn't matter which one of them is saying it, as long as he's the one giving her the money, she could say to him.
Okay, so to repeat that, one side of the suffix is that maybe who does the talking is totally irrelevant. It shouldn't matter to us whether he does the talking or she does the talking. Because after all, he points out, in purchasing a field, and why does he go to that? Because Kinyan Kesef, which works for Kedushin, is derived from Stay of Rome. So when it comes to purchasing a field, it doesn't matter whether the seller does the talking and the buyer just, goes along with it, or the buyer does the talking and the seller goes along with it. Shouldn't matter. The sale is just as valid either way. So then why, then maybe the bikedushin too, why should it matter whether he does the talking or she does the talking? And then you added a point which I want to repeat is, so then what would the phrase ki yikach ish isha be referring to? And so what would ki yikach
mean?
Giving the money. That's the critical piece. So he has to give her the money, but who does the talking? Why does it matter? Like in buying a field, who gives the money to whom? The buyer gives the field to the seller. But who does the talking? Doesn't matter. So then maybe it shouldn't matter for Kedushin. Continue.
Or maybe we should say that the ki yikach ish means that the man has to give it and has to say it.
So here the Tosis Rit says, or maybe the other side of the question is that no, maybe he must do the Amira as well. Why? Because maybe the Amira is a part of ki yikach. Just like we take for granted the Nesina, of course, is part and parcel of the ki yikach, so too is the Amira. And so according to the Tosfos Rit, the suffix of Nasan Hu Va'amra Hi is a suffix about the role of the Amira in relation to the pasuk of ki yikach. Isn't that true? Now, what I want you to be able to do is you're going to be seeing different ways of explaining the suffix. For example, the Rashba that we just reviewed, to him, what would the suffix be about?
The Edus.
The Edus. According to the Tosfos Rit, the suffix is about what?
Kiika.
See what's happening? Okay. So, any questions on the Tosfos Rit? So I thought this was really very helpful, because he really makes it very clear, to, at least in his mind, that the issue is about the ki yikach. Okay. Let's move on. Shita lo noda
l'mi. We're not going to do the
other finish.
Verse.
Oh, was
there? It was just an end that the Nasna Hiba Amar, who no, there's no suspicion of Kedushin, because in that case he didn't give it.
Yeah.
Unless,
okay,
he's a foreign man.
Unless you didn't understand it.
I thought he made a lot. Maybe I'll talk about it.
Another jump. Another point.
I'll find you in Seder tomorrow.
I guess we were expecting like something bomb. Like maybe this is bomb worthy.
In
typical.
All right, I'm ready to listen. What do you think?
They did it, but we were maybe thought we were missing something because we were like, "Tosfos Rit, like he's supposed to be crazy."
He's supposed to be crazy.
Whoa,
boy. Why do you think he's crazy?
We set the bar really high last.
Okay, we did a couple of Tosfos Rit last semester.
Iconic class, sorry, not crazy.
Okay.
First of all,
it's a good
word,
right? I wonder where she got it from. So basically, in the first, in his first suggestion, he suggests that maybe the Nesina is the real act of the Kiyikach. And then in his Odilma, he suggests that maybe Kiyikach is really made up of Nesina and Amira.
Right.
And then he says this, that Natan Hu Ve'amarahi, that's why it's a Sveika, because both, okay? But then he brings in the case of Nasnahi Ve'amarahu, and there's no reason to be like nervous about this case.
Because he still feels the Nesina is the critical part.
Even though he suggested...
Maybe it also includes the Amira, but the Amira is not more important than the Nesina.
But
the
Nesina
is far more important.
If they're both necessary... Like,
you're trying to equalize them, I'm saying to you, they're not.
But even if they're not equal, like his latter statement says that they're both necessary.
Yeah.
And if the first one
the
is
Amira is also necessary, but
yeah.
Amira without Nesina is nothing.
But maybe Nesina
without Amira maybe is something, but without Nesina you have nothing. So to him, the Nesina is primary. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, because how can you be Kona if you don't give money? You don't give her anything. There's no Kenyan. Okay. Shita lo noda
l'mi. I'll talk to you in Seder.
Okay.
not happy.
You're not happy. Okay, yeah. So no.
I mean, I'm happy. I'm just not satisfied with that.
Today's redemption day.
No, she don't know that one.
Yeah, okay.
And
I don't know.
Who can tell me what he says? Yes, Victoria.
So, like many of the dictionaries, I mean, like, this, they found the double language. Why are they both necessary? And he ends up saying that.
Say again, how did he formulate his question?
He says, look, if it's going to be Sfecha Deoraita, right? That would be enough. It would be Koshesh for that Sfecha Deoraita. Then the Derabanan, the next words in the Gemara, Koshesh Shini Derabanan is unnecessary.
And also misleading.
What? Right, and also misleading.
You understand why it's misleading? Because he finds the language of the Gemara very confusing. That's his opening question. He says, if it says Sveika here, the impression you would get from those two words are what?
Deoraita.
That it's a Sofik Deoraita. So then how do you go on to say V'chayshina Nidirabana? That seems to be inappropriate. If it's a Sveika here, then it should have said Chayshina Nidirabana, if you want to use the word Chayshina. To say Sveikah and then to go to Chayshina Midrabanan, like, what is going on? So what did he answer? Comes in, we're going to give this to Lizzie because I shot her down when she talked something about this.
Oh, Lizzie brought something.
Go ahead, Lizzie, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, I want you to do it.
Okay. Well, now it's awkward because I don't know that I can really do the whole thing so well. But,
oh, no? You didn't get it?
I mean, I think we did.
So then why can't you do it?
She wants to jump to the end, the one he says.
No, do you want me to, like, go through the whole thing? Or?
Wait, tell me what he says.
Okay. So he said that that Nidoraita, they actually, they're married.
Notice how he starts off, that Nasan Vu Va Amra He Nidoraita. She is Vadai Mekudeshes. Vadai, according to the Torah. And he comments a little bit. And why does he say it should, that Vadai, she's Mekudeshes Min HaTorah? Why? After all, because the Amira Min HaTorah doesn't matter who says it. Because the very suffix that the Tosfos Rid had. What does the Shitalanodalami think on a Deoraisa level? It doesn't matter who does the Amira, as long as there was an Amira. It's just like in buying that field, it doesn't matter who does the Amira. So on a Deoraisa level, Kiddushin, doesn't matter who does the Amira. So therefore, Nasan Huva, as long as he gives the money, if it's Va'omrahi, she's Mukadeshis. Continue.
So
who disagreed with that? Completely.
The way that the Ran was explaining the Rif.
Yeah, the Ran. What did the Ran say when, in explaining the Rif? Who just said the Chayshina Midrabanan? He said Midoraisa. They're not married. Do you remember why? Did the Ran say why?
Because we go by her status.
No, I don't mean that. What did the Ran say? No, he didn't say at that point. No, look it up. I want someone to tell me.
Because if she did the Amira, then that...
Because she did the Amira. That's what he said. It's only later on that he brought up this issue of what? That maybe every Sufi Kedushin, you know, should be resolved. But at the beginning, he just said what? That there's no Sufi at the Uraisa level, there's no Sufi at all. Initially, when he was first explaining the Rif, how did he explain the Rif?
Speca.
That there's no suffix. Not that there's a suffix, but we resolve it. Initially, he said there's no suffix.
Right.
Why is there no suffix?
Maybe
we didn't make this point clear.
She
because she did the Amira. So what? What does that tell you? That if
you need the Amira and the...
That on the Uraisa level, you actually need both.
Oh, we did make this clear.
Did we?
Yeah.
That you need both. So that's why on a Deoraisa level, she's not in Kodeshah. right? But the Rabbanan were choshesh.
Does that mean we directly need Amirah and Netina to fulfill Ki Kat?
Yes, that's what it sounds like to me. That's what the Ran seems to be getting at. It's only after, it was after the Ran mentioned the Shitas for Rambam, who said that it was a Sofek Kedushin, he then launched into this discussion about every Sofek Kedushin, should we resolve it based on Chazaka. But before that, when he was just explaining the Rif, he was not thinking about, you know, let the Sofek be resolved. So what was he thinking? That according to the Rif, there is no Sofek on a D'oraisa level. She's just not Mekudeshes min HaTorah. Why not? Because she did the Amira. So what do you see from the Ran? That the Amira is an integral part of Ki Yikach. And there's not even a Sofek that it is. It definitely is. So if he does not do both, she's not Mekudeshes. Period. So she's not Mekudeshes min HaTorah, and therefore the but what? She's not Mekudeshes min HaTorah, but the Rabbanan were Choshesh. The Shita lo no dalami is the exact opposite. What does he think the Din D'oraisa is? That you don't need Amir. She doesn't matter who does the Amira. That on the Torah level, the Ki'ikah was only referring to the Nesina, and that's why Min HaTorah she's married. The exact opposite. And then, okay, so what's... Go ahead.
So then he explains why the rabbis decreed that it should be, why the rabbis decided it's a suffix, even though midoraita they're married. And he said,
So who are the people who then came in and said, well, wait a second, maybe, well, maybe what?
Maybe they are married. Maybe they're not married.
Yeah, so when, what did the rabbis then do? They came in and they, well, either they definitely did it, or what?
They will do it.
Or they're not sure if they should or not.
Oh, they're not sure whether it was done or not.
Wait, who's not sure that what was done?
Okay, the way, we're going to read it inside. All right, so let's read it inside. So let's consider it. So Lizzie. Yeshlomar. Just start from after he asked the question. Unless you want to read the beginning. Read it from the
beginning.
Yeah, read from the beginning.
Okay, that was... I just want to let you know, in a Rosa time, Zion and I were like, okay, we think we understand it, but if you ask us to translate it, we're going to have a problem.
We said the same
thing. Sega Havi Vechushin and Medarbana.
Okay.
The Im Tamar, Atuki Masvakalan,
Misafkalan,
Milta Vechushinan Le Sega. And if you say, is it because the matter is a suffix and we are suspicious for this suffix? Midrabanhu dechashina, that when it says that the rabbis were suspicious of law, ha bazadina hu dini chushla kevan de misafkalan. Like, of course, the
way you translate it, I don't think you're getting it. So, unless you want to.
I'll try to retranslate again. Wait, the way I'm reading it,
it's coming. I'm not sure you're
okay,
realizing how all the words fit in.
We don't. So
okay, so who does? Who wants to? Who does? Yes.
I think I do.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Translate these beginning words.
Okay. Is it really?
What's atu?
Like, do you really think?
Well, like, is it? Yeah.
Is it?
What's ki?
When?
Yeah. When he would hear fit and best. When atu is it ki misafkalan milsa? Okay, when we are in doubt about a matter, right? Milsa is a davar, right? Ki misafkalan milsa. When we are in doubt about a certain matter. Keep going. Can you?
Okay, the chashinan
l'sveka,
and we are concerned because of a safek.
Yes.
Midirabanan hu de chashinan la? Question mark. Like, is it, when we have a safek, deoraita meaning, when we have a safek deoraita, are we then choshesh for that safek midirabanan? Implication, no. We're choshesh on a deoraita.
Yes, so just change the intonation of your voice.
Okay.
Midirabanan hu de chashinan la? But so go back to the beginning of the sentence. Atu, is it that when we have the doubt about something and we're worried about this doubt, is it that midrabanan we're choshesh for it? Keep going. Havadai.
Havadai dinahu denichushla kevan misafakala. It's certainly that mi dinah, mi deoraita, we're concerned about it because it's a safek deoraita for us.
So what is bothering him?
The
chashina. The chashina midrabanan phrase bothers him. He says, if you have a safek, you mean then we're choshesh midrabanan when you have a safek? If you have a safek, that means we should be worried on a deoraisa level. What's this chashina midrabanan? So he's asking, just that the way he, you see it now in the words?
Yeah.
Zahava?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you get it?
I got the implication that he thought the deoraisa was like the ikar of the argument, but I didn't get it in his words.
You get it now?
Now I do, yeah.
Good. Continue. Who's reading? Oh, you want to continue?
I mean, if McKenna wants to continue, she's doing a great job.
Why are you offering her?
I'm not saying if she wants to, then she can continue, but if not, then, yeah, I can.
I don't care. I can do it or not do it.
Okay, so I'll do it. Yesh lomar midoraita pshita lan to have a kedushin.
Translate.
There is to say that midoraita, it's obvious that there is kedushin.
So you also say, midoraita, they're married. There is a kedushin. Continue.
Dami?
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Dami katav kiyakach the
what is that?
That who writes that.
Who? No.
That the Torah writes.
No. What's Dami? Me.
Ha'im.
How many times are we going to go through this?
Oh.
Don't wait, then haven't we had this?
I don't think we've seen it.
I can't believe it.
No, this happened last year also.
We didn't have it last semester, the word me.
I mean,
don't
have the me, but like being something else. Like who?
No.
Or Dami.
No.
It wasn't like a big deal.
We had it at the beginning.
What?
Okay. Me in Aramaic means ha'im.
Like,
it turns the sentence into a question form. Me in Hebrew means who. Now, unless you can find a sentence in the Gemara or where it's in Hebrew, then me would mean who. But if it's Aramaic, it means ha'im. We got that? Okay. So what's he saying here? Me kosav. Kiyikach v'yomar hu. What's that?
Does the pasuk say kiyikach and he says?
That's
doesn't
right.
Say both, only
he's,
says
being, he's saying it rhetorically. What does the Torah say? Kiyikach v'yomar. Kiyikach v'yomar ish. It doesn't say that. It just says kiyikach. There's no v'yomar. Keep going. So what's he getting at by saying that?
That you don't need the amira. So
you don't need his amira. That's why he feels that Nasan Huva Amrahi Midoraisa, she's Mekudeshes, because you don't need his Amira. Because after all, the Torah doesn't say Ki Yikach V'Yomar. Continue.
The Ode, Deha Kiha Kiha Mise Ephraim Garmina. Uva Besade, Hecha Diyahi Kaspa, Bain de Amar Mukhar Sade, Mukhura Lach. Mukhura Lach, Lacha Bekesab Zed, Bain de Amar Lokeach, Sadeha Kinya Li, Habuz Vines Vine.
Right.
And also, we learn the kicha kicha from the sadeh of Ephron, and with the sadeh.
What's hecha?
Where?
Yes.
Where a person is giving money, whether the person.
He gave money for what?
To buy a field.
Yes.
Sorry. Whether the person who is selling the field says,
My field is sold to you
with this money, or the person who is purchasing the field says, I will acquire this field.
Well, your field, there's probably a grammatical error in the word after the word sadcha. Probably should be kanuya. Probably.
Yeah, we wondered what that word.
Yeah, it's kanye. I don't know. Probably should be kanu. Should be kanuya. Sadcha maybe kanuyali. Your field is acquired to me. Right. Havu zvine zvine. What does that mean? How does Svini Svini? Like Svini Svini is repeated twice for it's certainly a sale. By adding, by repeating the word, it adds emphasis. That's how.
Didn't we use this last semester, that phrase?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but the bar and bubble mitzvah.
Continue. Avochachamim.
Avochachamim gazru natan hu ba'amrahi. Atu natan hu ba'amrahi.
Go over that.
But the Chachamim decreed that natan hu and amrahi
goes
according
here?
To. It goes according. It is.
Goes according to or no?
It's on account.
On account of, or because. The word atu has several meanings. At the beginning, the word atu meant ha'im also. In this context, what does atu mean? Because of, or on account of?
So, they decreed that Natsanhu and Amrahi is because of, is on account of Natsanhi va Amrahi.
Yeah, so that means that just as Natsanhi va Amrahi is Einam Kodesh, therefore the Chachamim who goes there, and Natsanhu va Amrahi, they were afraid that the lay person will confuse it with what? Nasnahi ba Amrahi, and therefore the Rabbanan were go. So what was the Gzeira? Which
what?
Oh, sorry,
the Gzeira was that they are not married.
Now. Not to be married. Not to make a man. They're already married in Atara, but the Gzeira was not to make them married, to undo the marriage. Yes.
So we were I was thinking that here when it says that the layperson might see them doing this and may see the woman, I guess in this case, speaking and assume that, oh, maybe she could do both.
Yeah.
Versus
or the opposite. Probably the other way around. Maybe they'll think that it should not work, because they know that doesn't work. So they'll just say, oh, you're not married at all. You can go marry another man. It would be adultery. So therefore, they wanted, the Zera was to undo the marriage. Continue.
Sorry, can I just ask a question on that?
Yeah.
If the rabbis are making it that they're vaday not married now, means
what about, we don't know if it's vaday. He's going to make
clear
as we keep going.
But
right now, he's just trying to explain why the Chachamim made it Zera here. So the first thing he said is because they were afraid that people will confuse it with what case? Nasnahi ba Amrahi. And then he has another thing which is really interesting.
Atu shtar shibatu bo harini mikudesha the natsnahi, the ina mikudesha bika.
What's that?
That with the shtar case, that if the woman writes on a shtar, I will be mikudesha to you, and gives him the shtar, she is not mikudesha to him at all.
Keep going, just read a little
bit. It's Amar al, like it says further on Tet Amud Aleph. Hilcha Tadinhu Va'as Mufinhu Rabbanan Afrai.
Just finish the sentence. Ukuda Ba'inan.
Deba'inan Lamata Lakaman. We didn't know what the Ayin Hay says.
Oh, you do know. Of course, yeah.
Bezra
Hashem.
We said Ba'ayin Hara. So.
What? You the Ayin Hara? I feel like these came from.
No, Ayin Hay is usually Al Ha'ara.
Okay. Does anybody know what this is? This thing about a shtar, what's going on?
What
the whole thing is going on? There. Yes.
So the Rabbanan made a gezerah because they were afraid that this might lead to a woman, trying to sanctify herself to a man. She would give her a shtar to the man, and on the shtar, right? Harani mekudesh etaha. And as we learn on Ket Amud Aleph, that's not proper lashon. That could be used on the shtar kiddushin.
It's the problem with the lashon.
Meaning you can't use that to
why not?
It either has to be the husband speaking, or like the Baal, the language coming from him, or it could be from the father if the girl is underage.
What is the problem with this case of shtar now? What's he talking about? She writes in the shtar, I am a kudeshes to you. Mm-hmm. And then she hands him the shtar.
And he says yes.
Yeah, let's assume he says yes. So is she a kudeshes or not?
No.
Just tell me why.
She did the Amira and the Nitin.
What?
She did both. She did everything.
But it's not Kiyikah, so it's not.
Okay.
Meaning you can't use that language on a shtar.
So you're focusing on the language, and if the language were different, it would work.
Meaning, like, just like, so the Gemara there
The issue is not so much about the language. The problem is
her
giving him the shtar instead of what?
Him giving her
the shtar. If she's giving him the shtar, then I would expect the shtar to say, I am a propitious to you. The problem is not so much if she gives him the shtar, the problem is she's giving him the shtar. So, but I don't think you're not getting something here. But why? So, what is this thing about Hilchasa Ninmu Bas Machinu Rabban Nakroi? What is going on? It's all a quote from the Gemara and Daf Tes. What was flying? Yes, McKenna, did you?
So, there was a problem because there was a question as to, okay, there were two Pesukim. Right? That there are two Pesukim that talk about a field, and there are also two Pesukim that talk about a woman that the Gemara was focusing on. So there are two Pesukim that talk about a field that make it sound like the transaction is toleh on a different party. So one Pesuk makes it sound like the transaction is toleh on the seller, and the other Pesuk makes it sound like the transaction is toleh on the buyer.
Okay.
The same
if you could back up, though, even before the Gemara goes into that, what did the Gemara point out?
The Gemara said that if a man said to a father, right?
Even before that. Yes. If you look at the Gemara, everybody turn. What is it, Dr. Tess? In the middle of the Yom Tanarabon Bishtar Ketsa. So it says, Kosav Lo Al Haniyar Al Acher Safal Bishem Moshe Vapruta Bitcha Mekudeshes Li Bitcha Meureses Li Bitcha Lila Into Harizu Mekudeshes. Okay, the Bryce is talking in terms of a father marrying off his daughter. Why did Bryce not talk about a mature adult woman? They could have, I don't. Okay, that's not our issue. Now, who's writing up the shtar?
The future husband.
And he says, in the shtar, your daughter, because he's addressing the father, your daughter is mekudeshes to me. Now, if this were an adult woman, then what would the shtar say?
Harat
mekudeshes to me. It's just that he's talking about a 12-year-old or younger. Okay? Fine. Maskif lo Rav Zeira Bar Mamo. So Rav Zeira Bar Mamo raises the following problem. Holo dami hai shtara l'shtar zvini. Hosa mocher kosev lo sodi mechur lacha. Hocha bal kosev bitcha mekudeshes li. See, that was, what is that? Did you get that?
The shtar that he's writing so he can marry this guy's daughter and the shtar of purchasing something.
Yes.
They're not actually similar.
How so?
Because when the shtar someone is purchasing, if I'm purchasing a field from you, you're writing up the shtar. But in this case of like a man marrying someone, the man is acting, he's like the buyer and he's writing up the shtar.
In other words, you're right. Let me read that, but you have to really the kinyan of shtar, if you look at purchasing a field and you want to use shtar as the kinyan, who writes the shtar and who gives it to whom? It's always the seller writes the shtar and then hands it to the buyer. That's always. And that's how the kinyan is done. The seller prepares the shtar, gets it all written up. He doesn't have to do it by himself. He can get a sofer to write with it, and it doesn't matter who writes it. It would then be signed by two eidim, and after it's completed, the seller takes the shtar, hands it to the buyer, and the moment the buyer receives the shtar, he now owns the house. He still has to pay for it, but he owns the house.
But just to clarify, the seller writes the shtar and then gives it to the buyer.
That's how the Kenyan shtar works. Now, if you were to take that case and see the parallel to a marriage, who in the marriage would be like the seller, and who in the marriage would be like the buyer? So the woman would be what?
Seller.
The seller, and the man is the buyer. So then if that's the case, then the woman should be writing up the shtar and giving it to the man. But that's not what the Braisa just said. And that's what Rav Zerah was, this is what Rav Zerah Bar Mamel is asking. He says, the way the shtar works in Kedushin is different than the way it works by, you know, in a secular transaction, like buying a field. And Rav Zerah Bar Mamel wants to know what's going on. So the Gemara proceeded to do what? Well, they tried to attribute it to psukim. Because by Kiddushin it says Kiyika, so the man has to do, right? But then the Gemara quoted conflicting psukim that seemed to emphasize sometimes the man who's being Makadish, the woman, and sometimes the father who is giving his daughter away. So therefore the psukim are not conclusive because they... So what did the Gemara conclude at the end? What does that mean? That the fact that the man for Kedushin has to be the one to write up the shtar and give it to the woman, that's a halacha. What kind of a halacha do they mean? Halacha l'moshe misinai. You know what halacha? What's a halacha l'moshe misinai?
It's a law that has been passed down.
In other words, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai is purely part of Torah Shebaal Peh. It has no basis, it has no connection to a pasuk. It's some interpretation of a pasuk. It is simply part of the oral Mesorah that goes back to Sinai. That's what Halacha Moshe Sinai is.
Do you consider that a Dioraisa?
Of course, yes, it's a Dioraisa. So, and the psukim, all these psukim that the Gemara was quoting are just an asmachta. What's an asmachta? What is it? How would you define an asmachta? Yeah.
It's just somach. It's just relying on the pasuk.
I don't know what relying means.
Meaning it's just connected to the pasuk.
What does that mean to
you? Meaning look at the pasuk and it reminds you of this.
Is the pasuk talking about that?
No.
Are we being dorish the pasuk to mean that?
No.
This is how the Rambam defines an asmachta. An asmachta is a mnemonic device. It's a way of helping people remember Torah Shebaal Peh. What do I mean? That the pasuk, let's say, has absolutely nothing to do with this. Nothing at all. But it has a striking resemblance, so to speak, to this. So what's the value? So the Rabbanan will point out, they'll refer you to that pasuk in relation to this halacha l'moshe misinai. For what reason? The pasuk's not talking about that, not at all. It's just that when we read the Torah every week and we come across the pasuk, it'll trigger our memory to remember this law that's part of the oral tradition. Because if it's only part of the oral tradition, it could easily be forgotten. So every time you read the pasuk, it triggers your memory. But it's purely a mnemonic device. This is how the Rambam defines an asmachta. So therefore the psukim that they quote here is just an asmachta to the idea that the man has to write the shtar and give it to the woman for kiddush.
Sorry, Nachmanides or Maimonides?
Maimonides says this. Okay. Others learn asmachta differently, but I find it harder, so we're just going to work with the Rambam.
I've never heard that definition of asmachta.
Yeah, it's with the Rambam, right?
I just did it in my Rebbe class.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, the Rambam.
Yeah, this is a famous...
Does he write it in...
He wrote it in... It's in... He probably says it in more than one place, but one place that I know he says it, and he wrote a Hakadoma to his parish on the Shanais.
Yeah, okay.
And in that Hakadoma, he might say it elsewhere too, I don't remember, but he says it there. What is it?
That Hakdama to the Purusha Mishnayot. I love it.
If you've never read it, I recommend you read it. I really do.
Definitely am I to read it.
You really will gain a lot from it. It's available here. You can just.
It's in English also.
It's actually in English too.
Translated. It's a really good translation.
Okay, I haven't seen the translation. I've seen it, you know. He wrote it in Arabic, you know, because the only thing he wrote in Hebrew was Mishnah Torah. Everything else he wrote was in Arabic, so that was translated, and I don't know who did it. Yeah, so I would recommend you have a chance, you know, to read this Hakdama. Okay, so getting back to the Shita Lono Dalami, so what's he saying here? That the reason why the Chachamim goes there in the case of Nasan Huva Amrahi is why? Because either because of the lay person confusing it with Nasan Huva Amrahi, or the lay person confusing it with what? Well, that maybe a shtar can be done by her. Because after all, if she does the Amira, people think, okay, so let her write up the shtar, you know. Okay, so this to me is not the critical part of the Shita Lono Dalami. The fact, these are the reasons why the Chachamim felt a need to make a gzeira. But what is the gzeira that they made?
That does not kedushin.
So keep reading.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
So in that first part where they made the gzeira because of Amra Hiva Natsahi, I heard like two conflicting things. We said either they did it so that you know for sure that Natanahi, that Amnahi doesn't work, right? So you might think that Natan, like, we said something weird. I was thinking that it was, they made a gezerah for Natan Hu the Amrahi because otherwise you might think that you could do Natanahi, but Amnahi, and that for sure doesn't work. But we said something else also.
I had thought the opposite. I thought
right.
that that if they were allowed, that maybe people will think that if Nasan Huva Amrahi is Mukudeshes, then maybe people will say that, well, I guess which way can you go? That if that's Mukudeshes, then maybe people will think, it could go either way, maybe.
But I thought what I heard before that we said, you have Natan Hu the Amrahi, and then you know that Natan Hu the Amrahi doesn't work, so maybe you'll end up thinking that Natan Hu.
Yeah, that's what I had said. Now maybe you can go the other way too.
I just don't get that one because.
Why?
Like, that's not coming from a place of saying. Like, that seems like a weird gezerah, because then.
Minat Torah, right? We know that Natan Hu the Amrahi is Mekudeshes.
Exactly.
Minat Torah Amrahi is Ein Mekudeshes.
Right.
Okay, now what?
So now that you already know that Natan Hu Amrahi works, Min HaTorah, why would you then skip to another halakha that's a totally different case and be like, oh, well, if that doesn't work, then I should just change what I think about Natan Hu Amrahi and say it doesn't work.
So
like, you know the halakha. So it should just be, I was thinking, it should just be, you have Natan Hu Amrahi, but you don't want people to think that Natanahi Amrahu works, so just make a gezerah that they can't do Natan Hu Amrahi.
Yeah, so that it doesn't work.
Right.
And why would they do that? Why do they have to do that?
Because if she can do the Amira for Natan Hu Amrahi, then maybe she can also do the Natina.
So that she can do both, and then people will think that that works.
Right.
Or what about the other way around? If
I'm saying I don't even know how you get to the other way around.
Well, in Nasnahi Va'amrahi, it doesn't work.
Right.
Now, if in Nasanhu Va'amrahi, which really does work, if people will think that that also doesn't work, because they see that Nasnahi Va'amrahi doesn't work, then this woman, who technically is really married, people will think she's not married.
Mm-hmm.
So it could create a problem where she'll be committing adultery. That's why I said it that way.
Okay.
I just wanted to make it that the fear was that it could really end in a tragedy for this woman.
That also makes more sense for the uprooting it, because if it was the other way around, they wouldn't necessarily have to uproot the marriage. But if it was that way, then it makes sense they would have to uproot it, because otherwise they're saying that Midor writes that she's married, but they're saying that Midor Banan she's not married, and then she'd be most certain people, so that's why they need an upper bit.
Yeah, that's why I said it that way.
Meaning, because she's really married.
In our Torah, she's married, so they wanted to get rid of the marriage because otherwise people will think that she's not married. So therefore, they made it that she's not married.
Right.
It's kind of funny. It's almost ironic. I mean, it's almost funny. People were afraid that they'll fit, so therefore they went in and they did away with the marriage. This way, they're really not married because the rabbis are brooded it. But then he, let's just finish this. So then he goes on to say, that what? So how does he interpret Sveikehi b'chayshimim b'derabanan? So if you look, he says, Hachi Perusha, I just skipped a few words. Tana debraisa svuke mesafgale igozu rabanan benosan huva omrehi vafginil kedushe olo. What does that mean? Yeah, what? What does it mean?
The author of the Tosefta was unsure if the Rabbanan made a gezerah and said that this marriage does not work, or they uprooted the marriage.
What's the two sides? Or not? Or they didn't? What's the two sides? What's the suffix?
Did they uproot the kedushin?
Did they uproot the kedushin or did they not?
Right.
Or they're married. Did they uproot the marriage or not? Did they annul the marriage or not? And that's how the suffix is. Sveta is not about the suffix the Oraisa, it's about a suffix the Rabbanan. It's a suffix about what the Rabbanan did in the case. The time of the Oraisa doesn't know whether this marriage was uprooted or not because of this fear that we just raised before, that they would confuse it, that the lay person might make a mistake. So, and that's what he says. That's why the Tana of the Braisa wrote the Reisha and the Sefer the way he did, to let you know that this middle case was a suffix to the Tana of the Braisa as to whether they uprooted the marriage or not. And then he points out at the end. So therefore, what's going to be the din in this case? That's why he says Choletzes v'lo misyabemes. You know what that meant?
That you have to do Chalitza, not,
they're not
Yibum.
Why can't you do Yibum?
Because if they weren't. Maybe
they're not married.
And then it would be over on an Araya, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe they were never married. So if he dies, you do Chalitza, but not Yibam, which you need to get if, let's say, they wanted to separate.
Yeah.
Of course they would, because maybe they're married. Maybe
they you mean in a normal case, not in a Yavama case. In a normal case.
This means, and Nasan Obam Rahi, if he then wants, if they want to separate, does he need to give her a get? Yes. And what's his closing thing when he says, V'chi hava meshane me'ikara reisha dafka hava pshitalon derabanan gozru vafkin or l'kedushin. What's that? Anybody get that last sentence? What? Nobody got it?
No, that's what it taught us, that the beginning is what it's being specific about. And
what beginning? What he's talking about?
The beginning clause. The first clause.
What clause?
The Amar Hu Be Natan Hu, but Amar Hu.
What?
No?
I don't know what you're saying.
Could it be that if we had only learned the Reisha?
What do you call the Reisha?
The Natan Hu Be Amar Hu.
No,
when the Gemara answered its first answer and said Reisha Dafka, Sefa,
yeah.
Kedini Sva,
the Gemara rejected that.
The Gemara ended up rejecting that answer. If we had only had that answer,
but to reject it.
But
no. So the answer that it's not kedushin is because that Gemara held that the rabbis uprooted the.
That's right.
Oh.
There were two answers the Gemara gave.
Yeah, and we've been focusing on the second answer so much.
He says, according to the first, what did the first answer of the Gemara say? That they're not married.
Yeah.
So he claims, you know, they're not married means because the rabbis uprooted the marriage. That's how he interprets it.
That'd be weird, though, because it seems to imply that you know, in a Kedusha means outright.
I know, he's saying it's not. It's the rabbi. The rabbis uprooted the marriage.
Awesome.
All right, I want to discuss. Okay, so for tomorrow, maybe we'll go over this last point again.
Yes.
And then, what's next? Yeah, the tour.
The tour and then back to the Gemara.
And then new Gemara.
Yeah.
Awesome.
sees the right thing.
But we are
can I ask
you
a question?
Just now.
About this
discussion. Just, I'd like to meet Dr.
Bach. Okay, so then I'll just wait. I wasn't sure if you were walking off because I walked.
No, I'm just going to walk down.
What's wrong?
Is that like a new thing? Like eat with your hands?
Oh, good. Start recording. Oh, I think it's still recording.
Yeah.
Please edit all that out.
Well, wait, like,
why are we recording?
Because I record on phone. It goes on to Hawaii's horror.